Government leaders, the Social Democrats, are gearing up for a party congress this weekend at which the chairman of the party, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, is expected to retain his post. But in general, what shape are the party in with elections coming up later this year in October? That's a question Ian Willoughby put to political scientist Petr Yust. Mr. Yust says the Social Democrats are the only coalition member paying for being in government with lower poll numbers. And that hasn't happened to the smaller parties, Andrei Babiš's ANO or the Christian Democrats.
Andrei Babiš's movement is actually doing much better in public opinion polls than Social Democrats, and the Christian Democrats are more or less defending their position they gained in previous elections. So actually the Social Democratic Party is the only coalition party, the only member of the coalition, which is actually losing and which is behind its previous strength they had. So from this point of view, we can say that the Social Democrats are not in the best shape, not definitely in the shape they would wish to be, and therefore there would be a big focus on the weekend's national convention.
How strong is the party's leader, Bohuslav Sobotka? How strong is his position going into this Congress? Recently, we've seen attacks on him from the South Bohemian regional governor, Jiří Zimola, and other influential party members.
Basically, he will be, probably, if nothing dramatic happens, he will be the only candidate for the party chairmanship. However, the result he might get will probably be much lower than we would expect from competition, or competition in quotes, which includes only one candidate. We could witness this opposition in the number and proportion of votes that will actually not be cast for Bohuslav Sobotka as the only candidate for the party chairmanship.
And which voters do you think is he trying to appeal to? Sometimes Mr. Sobotka tries to appeal to the middle class, urban voters, it seems. Other times, and more recently, he seems to be pushing a more kind of left-wing agenda.
Following the last year's elections, the Senate and regional elections, Bohuslav Sobotka tried to express his views or his wishes that the Social Democratic Party would address more the, social liberal voters, more central-left voters from the urban areas. However, already first steps he made shortly after these proclamations seemed to more move Social Democratic Party on the farther left than on the center-left field, as Bohuslav Sobotka said before. We can see it also in how he handled the changes in the government. When he, for example, decided to sack the Minister for Human Rights, Mr. Dinsdier, who represented more the central-left, the social-liberal urban areas voters. And this was in a sharp contradiction with Bohuslav Sobotka's statement. So now it seems that he's moving more towards left, and this can be seen in both expression of the possible cooperation with the Communist Party after the elections, and also the tax reform is also something which moves the party more towards the left.